You're listening to The Top Line, brought to you by Fierce Pharma and Fierce Biotech. I'm your host, Ayla Ellison. Each year, the Fierce Pharma marketing team publishes a special report on the top pharma drug ad spenders. The report covering 2023 went live on Monday. In this edition, AbbVie stole the show with their heavy spending on ads for Skyrizi and Rinvoq. The total spending across the top 10 hit a whopping $2.87 billion in 2023, showing a healthy jump from the previous year's $2.5 billion. In today's episode, Fierce Pharma Marketing Senior Editor Ben Adams and Deputy Editor Andrea Park break down the report, sharing key takeaways and insights. Let's dive into the conversation now.
Hello and welcome to the Top Line Podcast with the Fierce Pharma Marketing Team, which is me, Ben Adams, and...
me, Andrea Park.
Today, we are talking about our brand new report that looks at the top 10 biggest pharma ad spenders. I'll say from the outset that this isn't just TV spend, which we do also look at, but total ad spending. So that includes things like newspapers, magazines, radios, and podcasts. But I should say none of those companies are currently sponsoring this podcast. We do run this every year, and the data this year has been crunched by Vivix. And in 2023, we did see some big shifts. Straight off the bat, there's a change at number one spot as AbbVie's immunology giant Skyrizi knocked fierce rider Dupixent, the franchise in a drug marketed by Sanofi and Regeneron, into second place as it took the top spot. And it managed to do this with some major pizzazz, with AbbVie spending a huge 154% more on Skyrizi's ad spending year over year, bringing it up to just shy of $580 million. Sanofi and Regeneron certainly, however, no slouch in the spending department despite dropping a place, with the pair still stumping up $502 million, though this was only fractionally up, just 4% on 2022's numbers. AbbVie also rounds off the top three with its second immunology drug, Rinvoq, which saw just over $495 million in ad spending. Both of its drugs are, of course, looking to replace its own mega blockbuster Humira, which the company all but dropped marketing on last year, as it succumbs to pretty serious generic onslaughts. What's more interesting, I think, about the list this year is the diabetes meds. Now, diabetes meds have been a real dominant force in these lists. There's a definite shift in marketing spend in recent years. Talking of which, Novo's diabetes drugs have been called a strange cultural phenomenon. Is that something borne out in their figures, Andrea?
Yeah, so it's interesting. You know, the thing about Rybelsus and Ozempic's places on this list is that while Novo is definitely putting a good amount of money into their ads, enough to get them both on this top 10 list, it's really nothing compared to what those drugs are bringing in for the company, definitely because of that cultural phenomenon. So if you look at Rybelsus, Novo spent $191 million on ads for it, and that is a 16% increase over the previous year's spending. But its sales growth was way bigger. So Rybelsus brought in around $2.7 billion for 2023, which was a 66% increase over its earnings in 2022. And then the story is even more dramatic with Ozempic, which is just so culturally ubiquitous now. I mean, it got its own parody ad on Saturday Night Live a couple months ago. So for 2023, Novo spent a bit over $187 million on ads for Ozempic, but the drug brought in almost $14 billion in sales for the year. And again, you know, we're talking about a 6% increase in ad spending, but a 60% increase in sales. So with how widespread these drugs are in kind of the cultural consciousness, it's almost like Novo doesn't even really need to be shelling out the big bucks on ads for them. And actually, that's kind of how it's been going the past 2 years. There was a really big boost in 2021 where Novo poured a ton of money into spending on ads for these drugs, but Novo has since really pulled back on those ads, and that was largely because of the shortages that are still ongoing, and then there's also, you know, the really rampant off-label use of the drugs, and so those were both making it really hard for the people who actually need GLP-1s to get them. And then, you know, if you look at this year so far, Novo has kind of pulled back even further. Nick wrote up a report earlier this year that was looking at the first 2 months of this year, and it was showing that so far Novo had cut its spending on Rybelsus ads by more than 80%, and Ozempic ad spend was down 60%. So it'll definitely be interesting to see where these two drugs end up on next year's version of this list.
What's also interesting in regards to that, I think, is Wegovy, which is obviously the third form of these drugs. So all of those three drugs, Rybelsus, Ozempic, and Wegovy, have pretty much the same ingredient, although at slightly different doses, and one, of course, is oral. But Wegovy itself not being in the top 10 might be quite strange to some people, given it's the cultural phenomenon, although people seem to always get it confused with Ozempic. And I think that's one of, as you were saying, the reasons that they've had a shortage in these two, because they're specific for type 2 diabetes, whereas, of course, Wegovy is directly an anti-obesity drug. And yet, I mean, Novo has definitely had to stop or reduce marketing on both Rybelsus and Ozempic, but absolutely had to do that on Wegovy.
Right.
Because it simply overtook its own capacity. It became too well known, and it really does not need to spend a single cent on Wegovy marketing, because everybody knows what it is, what it does. And again, they have been struggling with shortages there as well. And it's funny how the kind of manufacturing and production side can sometimes filter into to companies' marketing budgets.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it was, they finally just did restart spending on ads for Wegovy just really recently. So I think it's starting to crop back up in the sort of month-to-month ad spend reports this year.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if it will be in next year's report. But I still doubt it will be in the top 10. It'd be interesting, as you say, to see where the two diabetes drugs fall as well.
And then I also wrote about Sotyktu, and that was a very different story from Rybelsus and Ozempic. So this is a plaque psoriasis treatment from BMS, and it was approved in the fall of 2022, and BMS went right into its DTC ads pretty soon after. So the first campaign launched during the Grammy Award ceremony, which was February of 2023. And so overall, over the course of the year, BMS ended up pouring just over $183 million into advertisements for Sotyktu. But meanwhile, it was seeing slower than expected growth in terms of the drug's sales, which ultimately came out to $170 million for the year. So kind of an opposite situation from the other two that I wrote about.
And now a quick break for a message from one of our sponsors.
Every step in the advanced therapy development process matters. Cryoport Systems is the comprehensive supply chain partner for the life sciences industry, built on a foundation of risk mitigation. Cryoport Systems excels in the specialized management of the biopharmaceutical supply chain through their comprehensive platform offerings that include logistics, bioservices, cryopreservation, and consulting services. Trust Cryoport Systems to enable the outcome of your groundbreaking discoveries and support the future of medicine. One patient, one therapy, one product at a time. Learn more at cryoport.com.
Nick, unfortunately, can't be with us on the podcast. Nick is our third member of the Fierce Pharma marketing team. He's written up the final three, and there are some big changes at the back as well. Sometimes we think about the top three, but I think what's happening across the entire list is always interesting. And in one year, we've lost AbbVie's Botox, which still makes around $6 billion a year. But that was 10th back in 2022, not in the list at all this year. Pfizer's dermatology med Cibinqo as well was 9th in 2022, again, not on this list. And Boehringer and Eli Lilly's diabetes therapy Jardiance was also 8th in 2022, not here at all this year. All three very different drugs, all three very different reasons as to why they're not there. And we're already halfway through 2024. And I can tell you when we go back up to the top that it looks like AbbVie will certainly be keeping its dominant position this year, though ad spending can definitely take twists and turns each month. And I've found in the last few years that the second half of a year typically sees spending ramping up across all ads, especially TV ads. So we'll have to wait and see.
That's it for The Top Line. I'm your host, Ayla Ellison. You can find out more about this topic in our show notes at fiercepharma.com. Look for podcasts. And that's the bottom line from The Top Line.